For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends. We start a brand new week. This is Monday, July 9th, and we've got two topics today. We're going to talk about the Hepatitis C Alliance and then some wonderful events going on in Rocheport. But first of all, let me introduce you to Jim Williams. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Glad to
Jim's.
Be here, Paul, and represent the Missouri Hepatitis C Foundation Alliance. Yeah. And they're a nice group here in Columbia.
So what is the message you want to get across about the Hepatitis
C Alliance?
The
latest and biggest news is that the CDC put out a statement that anybody that was born from 1945 to 1969, which is the baby boomers, and
that's
there's lots of us out there.
Yeah, I was born in 45.
They are afraid that over 2.5 million of those folks have hepatitis C. And hepatitis C is a silent killer. People usually don't find out that they have hepatitis C because there's no symptoms.
So you're saying
until it attacks your liver and you get cancer in your liver.
What you're saying is that people born between 1945 and 1969
yes.
could have hepatitis C. Why?
Because of the way that diseases spread. If anybody's had sex or shared needles or had any contact with anybody's blood that had it and didn't know anything about it, they would get it easily.
Can you get it if you have a cut on your finger? And the person is carrying hepatitis C, and you come in contact with that blood?
Yes.
It's that easily transferred?
It's that simple.
What are the symptoms to hepatitis C?
There are absolutely no symptoms. It's a silent killer.
So how do you find out if you have
it? You can get tested.
When do you find out? If you've got
it? Most people with hepatitis C don't find out until their liver starts causing them problems. The hepatitis C, as it advances and gets stronger, causes liver cancer. And at that point, you either get a new liver or you die.
Well, you're putting it rather bluntly there.
Well, it is a blunt disease, and it's unfortunate. It's very silent, and not very many people know about it.
Yeah.
And that's why we're trying to get out the news. And the Missouri Hepatitis C Alliance organization is set up in 1999. They began to really promote and get people tested for this disease.
So you go to the doctor, you have to specifically ask to be tested for hepatitis C. It's not a routine test.
Right, not at all. It is routine with the American Red Cross, so anybody that's donated since 1992, they've been testing all donated blood for hepatitis C. So if you donated blood since 92, then and you didn't get a report back from the Red Cross that you were positive for hep C, then you should be okay.
But if you have it,
people donate blood that there's a large group out there that could be carrying the disease, and that's what they're trying to help.
Okay. We're almost out of time. What else do you want to get across?
The organization also sponsors a weekly poker tournament, mm-hmm. and this is to help raise money for the organization. It's a lot of fun. It's every Thursday night for every week, mm-hmm. and it's currently starting on July 5th.
So it started a couple of days ago.
Well, it's been going on for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And it's on July 5th is the first time it's going to be at the Days Inn Conference Center.
But it's running every week?
Every week on Thursday nights.
Uh-huh.
Starts at 6 o'clock. The registration starts at 6 o'clock. The game starts at 6:30. It's only a $20 donation for people to join and have fun playing Texas Hold'em.
And if people want more information, what can they do?
There's a phone number, 573-442-6599.
Okay.
And that's for the Missouri Hepatitis C Alliance here in Columbia.
All right, Jim.
And if they're worried about getting tested, they can talk to them. They provide testing for people.
All right.
And they provide testing for people all over Missouri, not just in Columbia. So it's a positive organization, and we'd really like to see people that want to play poker come help, because it raises a lot of money for the organization.
And it raises awareness also.
And it raises awareness, and the organization needs funding to continue because they get very little from the state or federal. So
thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Paul.
And
appreciate the time.
We'll have you come back again.
Okay.
All right. Jim Williams, Missouri Hepatitis C Alliance. Now, we turn to Ken LaRosse, and you brought a special guest with you.
Yes.
Bill Williams, pleasure to have both of you here.
Nice meeting you, Paul.
From Rocheport. Boy, you got a hearty handshake. But there are some special things going on in Rocheport?
Always. I mean, you can always find a fun time in Rocheport. It's only 12 miles towards Kansas City.
Yeah.
There's always something going on in Rocheport. And if you just want some peace and quiet, we can provide that too.
Okay.
But we're here today talking about...
The wine stroll.
The wine school?
Stroll.
Stroll. Okay, what's a wine stroll?
The wine stroll is a fun evening in Rocheport where you go from merchant to merchant who host a winery,
mm-hmm.
and you sample the wines as you go from merchant to merchant around town. And when you're all done doing that, we have a street dance.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you go around... You're just sampling wine,
yes.
and then you stay and you dance.
Yes.
By the time you're done sampling that wine, you probably want to dance, right?
You probably, either that or talk to the squirrels, one or the other.
Okay. When is this going to be?
This is going to be September 18th.
Oh, so you got plenty of time to make plans for this. This is July.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are you most proud about with Rocheport?
With Rocheport, probably... the folks that I get to hang out with. Rocheport is a diverse community with photographers, sculptor. There are wonderful antique stores. I often make fun of Little Rocheport because you're too young to remember the movies Northern Exposure.
No.
Well, Rocheport's kind of like the Midwest Exposure.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
there's some really neat people in Rocheport.
Yeah, there are. Now, I've got to confess, I haven't been to Rocheport for a little while. I used to come down and eat at Todd Shapiro's place.
Mm-hmm.
Abigail's.
Still
yes.
there. And you've got wonderful restaurants. You've got it's a nice, and I used to ride my bicycle.
Katie Trail,
Rocheport.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on, and it's a nice town, but if you want to mark your calendar for that wine stroll.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Not wine stagger, wine stroll.
Okay. It's going to be in September.
Right. In September. And it's going to be fun.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
If anything, this country can use right now is a little fun.
Now, does Rocheport have a website that they can? Are you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you have a website.
We have a website. We do.
Okay.
We do. Rocheport-mo.com. That's Rocheport-mo.com.
Okay. Spell Rocheport.
Everything you want to know about Rocheport.
Spell it so that you have it.
Rocheport-mo.com.
Okay, we got it. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming by. Ken
Good
and
to see
Bill,
you.
Pleasure
Paul,
having you.
Pleasure.
And continued success with all the events going on in Rocheport, just 12 miles west of Columbia.
Just 12 miles that away.
Yeah. We're out of time for today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Watch this program again or listen to it again. Sign up for a free vodcast. That's with the video. It's kind of like television or podcast. Go to KBIA.org. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.